Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to tonight's Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be able to host, be able to be your host on tonight's call. I have a great call lined up for you. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It's great to have seen several of you in the last several weeks multiple times, so I want to thank all of you I had the opportunity to connect with and collaborate with for the last 90 days. It seems like I've seen some of my top-tier clients over and over, and I want to thank you for attending the events, promoting the events, and bringing your teammates and other associates to the events. And on August 5th, I have the unequivocal privilege of hosting the Millionaire Blueprint for the third time in the last four years. Susan Sly hosted it for me back in the day, 2013, at the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage. That was the first Millionaire Blueprint at a national convention that I hosted the day before the event. Now, this year's event will unequivocally be one of the best I've ever hosted because Susan Sly is the keynote speaker. Susan spoke this last January at our company event, and people are absolutely jamming the escalators. There's still plenty of seats for those of you who have not purchased a ticket. This event is at Bally's Hotel on the Strip in Las Vegas. It also features two other seven-figure income earners besides myself, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner from Lexington, South Carolina, and Tara Romano, an exceptional businesswoman, multipreneur, who will be sharing the stage with me on Saturday, August 5th, and it will go till about 12 till 4, maybe a little longer. I know that Susan is unequivocally going to light it up, as are the other two exceptional women, and myself. I'll be bringing some great content for you. That's a four-fecta. That's a quadraphonic day, four of us, 4 hours. It's definitely an unequivocal great value for $20. You can still get a ticket. So there are not save seats. If you are a coaching client, you will be able to enter the doors first, and then the other clients will be able to follow. So what a great opportunity. I will have my Millionaire Blueprint banner there so you can take some great pictures. And for those of you who are on tonight's call, and this is your first time ever being on my call, I host this call each and every Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern Standard, going on 19-plus years. All of the calls are recorded. Tonight's call is already in process of being recorded. We'll be available for playback on tomorrow's Pod-O-Matic. You can also find access to it on my Facebook page at Jeffrey Combs. For those of you who have never taken advantage of a free 15-minute coaching session and you're considering hiring me, you may contact me directly at 209-932-0227, 209-932-0227, or you may Facebook me in Instant Messenger. This Saturday, I have a great event in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank Ryan Graham, who's really put the extra effort in to promoting this event. And Ryan is putting people in the room. That is fantastic. July 29th, I'll be in Austin, Texas for the first time in many years. Austin is definitely a bucket list city for those of you who've never been there. Austin and Nashville are two of the most inspirational musical cities in the United States. August 19th, I'll be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And August 26th, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. That is going to be a fabulous event. So those are a few of the events right there in the radar for those of you who want to attend a More Heart Than Talent one-day event. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. A topic that I've never covered on a Tuesday night call, this specific topic, is called tenacity. Now, tenacity has more than one meaning, but I'm going to cover for you tonight what being tenacious means to me. It means never quitting, not giving up. It means staying in the process long enough to master the emotions so you can master the skills. Myself, I've been an entrepreneur for well over 35-plus years. I'm showcasing my age there. I'm 60 and some change. I've been in the game a long time. I say 35-plus years. It really is more like 45-plus years that I've been an entrepreneur. I started my entrepreneurial endeavors as a teenager. Fortunately for me, I never learned job skills other than waiting tables and a few direct sales, straight commission sales jobs. I was committed to living my dreams. I had no idea what that meant when I told myself that I was going to live my dreams, I was going to live a good life, and I was going to be a millionaire one day, and I was going to do it in California. Now, everything I stated as a young man did come true, but not without me going through the process. One of the biggest situations that I see most people avoid is the process. The process meaning the inner game, learning the skills, the habits, and the mindset. Unfortunately, a large percent of the people that I've coached, coach, encounter, spend quality time with aren't willing to stay in the game long enough to learn the skills, habits, and mindset. Unfortunately, a large percent of society lives in an instant gratification society. They can use their credit cards to make purchases. They get paid every other Friday for a task well done. It means they get instant recognition. Unfortunately, in free enterprise and owning a business, you're not conditioned to behave in a way that's conducive to owning a business. And sometimes it takes more time than you are willing to devote. Sometimes it takes more skills than you have ever imagined possible for you to live the good life. Now, the good situation is you don't have to be talented, but you do have to be committed. You have to be decisive. You have to learn a set of skill sets specific to your vocation. Fortunately, most of them aren't difficult. And you do have to have a method, a system, and a way to operate daily. You have to be self-reliant, self-driven, and you have to have some self-esteem. Now, when those components start to come together, they harness themselves. It's called the quantum field, the quantum results. It's when the sum becomes greater than the whole of its parts. It's a quantum leap. Now, for that to show up in your life, there's a process. It's 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. This may seem elementary, but it's not, because it's elemental. It might be elementary, but it's elemental that you start to integrate and be able to collapse a series of events that creates your low self-esteem. Your self-esteem determines your energy. Your energy is going to be a direct reflection of the events that you hold on to, the events that you repress, the events that you don't understand. Now, as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your anxieties, then you start to have a different level of energy. And you have to be tenacious when it comes to learning this process. That means if you're a small dog, you have to have a big bite. I'm a Jack Russell kind of guy, meaning that kind of dog is the kind of dog that will grab onto a mailman's pants and tug on it. That's the kind of dog that does not let go. At one time, I had 3 Jack Russells in my house. Many people go, wow, that is crazy. No, it was a very interesting endeavor every single day. Those kinds of dogs like to have bones in their mouth. They hold on to those bones, and they growl when you get near it. You have to have that small dog, big bite tenacity when it comes to being an entrepreneur. You may start off small, and if you want to live a big life, a good life, then you have to be willing to pay the price without understanding what is required of that pay that you've got to pay one day at a time over a long career. I'm a perfect case in point. I was not an overnight success, but I was able to create results relatively quickly because I had sales skills, branding skills, marketing skills, writing skills going all the way back into the 70s. I have a degree in radio and television from Northwest Missouri State University, a school that actually specializes in radio and television. They had a very advanced department back in the 70s when I graduated in 1979. I learned a lot of great skills that I was able to apply immediately to being an entrepreneur. Now, I was not an overnight success, especially because I had drug and alcohol challenges. It took me to 31 years old to start to really understand how chronic my addiction was, and I got clean and sober at 31 years old and began a reinvention process. As an entrepreneur in my 20s, I had flashes of brilliance, a few successes, but a lot of disappointments, failures, and a lot of situations that I did not follow through on because I was not committed. Now, as I started to turn 32, I became a lot more tenacious about my opportunity to live a good life. Tenacity means you don't quit. You do not give up. You will not be denied. There's a level of energy that permeates, that transmutes from your body. It's somewhere between passion and anger, and it pisses you off if you're not succeeding or getting the results, and not from a place that you give up, but a place that you lean into that process. you commit to learning those skills. It bothers you if you're not on stage, not from a jealous stage, but from a pride factor. It means that you will not be denied. When you let go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened, and you focus on the skill, the inner game of the business, you become a great listener. You become very skilled at asking questions. You become very skilled at listening. You become very skilled at answering questions. These are the fundamentals required to be able to qualify people for your time, to qualify teammates. As you let go of your codependent tendencies, your tendency to over-obligate, your tendency to enable, your tendency to do too much. Now, don't confuse that you don't lead people, you don't mentor people, you don't show up for people, but you have to learn to match your energy with other people's energy. You can carry 50 bricks, sometimes 60, but when you start carrying 70 bricks and someone else is only carrying 30 or 20, then there's a huge imbalance in the energy. The term meet people where there are, there's credence to that, but it's not a black and white situation. You will have to figure out what that means to you and give meaning to that, and it's going to be your responsibility to really understand that. So when you become tenacious, the first situation that happens is you become committed. To become committed, commitment must show up in your language style. Now, what most people say is they need to, they'd like to. I count the needs when I coach clients. It's not uncommon for someone to tell me they need to do something 30, 40, 50 times in a one-hour coaching session, and the word commitment doesn't show up one single time in that hour because they're not committed. If you're commitment-phobic, your brain will create a placebo effect, meaning your brain that is run by your body based on a past event will find a way to avoid a situation you perceive to be painful. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that create rejection, abandonment, anxieties, then you will let go of your stories. As you let go of your story, you'll become much more tenacious. But when your story is more important than your results, when your story is bigger than your dream, and when your story keeps you stuck in an emotion that keeps you overwhelmed, anxious, avoiding an outcome that hasn't happened, then you're an addict. Now, when you really break down the word addict, it has more than one standard meaning. An addict doesn't mean you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, but when you're addicted to a set of feelings that you continue to perpetuate over and over, you create an addiction tendency, an addiction tolerance. And when you have a very high tolerance to being overwhelmed because you've been overwhelmed all your life, when you have a high tolerance to being unorganized because you've been unorganized all your life, when you have your challenges cut out for you, that means that one day at a time, you'd have to be focused on letting go of your anxieties. You have to be focused on letting go of how overwhelmed you are, and you have to focus on being results-driven. You have to learn to be focused on creating a solution. When you live in the solution, you're no longer the problem. When you're no longer the problem, you want to attract people to fulfill your problems. And the more you understand the cause that creates the effect, then you can move into a state of letting go. Letting go is an ability. It's a skill. Now, you start to master letting go, it means you have a let-go reflex. It means when a situation happens, you don't create a story about the situation. You don't say, this always happens to me. You don't focus on the problem. You live in the solution. Quickly, you move into a result. And instead of saying, how do I, you start to ask yourself, why do I? Someone recently asked me if I would assist them to become a millionaire. I said, no, I can't do that. What I can do is coach you 1 hour every 2 weeks. I mean, I'll give you insider tips. I'll give you content, context, but it's going to be your responsibility to create the mindset, the habits, and the skills to be the person that you want to become and to live the life that you want to live. I had the opportunity the last 2 weeks on two different Saturdays and a Friday to spend quality time with C.G. Siddons. The C.G. right now lives in La Jolla, California. She's unequivocally living in a house where she wants to live. She absolutely can live where she wants to live because she can. But she also paid the price. CG is not an overnight success. Even though she's a young entrepreneur in her early 30s, she's been in the game a long time. She's been in the game well over 7+ years. I coached her 6 years ago in her early beginning in free enterprise. I had the distinct privilege of watching her become a six-figure income earner, a multiple six-figure income earner, and then she wanted to have a very successful career, and she's just starting to warm up. Now, that could be your story, provided you'd be willing to pay the price. But when it comes to the price, you must understand the cost of that price. The cost of that price is going to be something like this. It's going to be 2 hours to 4 hours of dedicated blocks of time at different times in the day while you're part-time. That price will also include, when you're full-time, that your business takes precedence. It is a high precedence in your life. You'd have to get a lot more comfortable with balance and understand what balance means to you. It's not going to mean what it means to the next person. Balance is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. Now, many people accuse me of being a workaholic, a producer, or whatever they say they want to say, and they're entitled to say what they want to say, but I have duties and obligations to a business that requires a certain amount of time to pay the tax structure, to pay the quarterly taxes, to pay the payroll taxes, to be able to create the profit, to create the livelihood, so I can set aside the money that will create a dividend somewhere down the road. You have to have a clearly defined plan about an outcome that you're committed to, and you cannot do that when you're passive. You can do that when you're in relaxed intensity. You can do that when you're tenacious. When you are tenacious, you will not let go of your dream. Now, there's a different situation in letting go and letting go of your dream. When you're attached to your dream, it's a different kind of attachment. There's a lot of words and terms that are dualities, and you have to be able to separate the duality and the contradiction in a term and be able to put it into practical application so you can apply the effort and the energy required to live the life that you're committed to living. The 9 out of 10 of my coaching clients, I'll ask them their dreams, and the first sound out of their mouth is followed by well, or they'll tell me some dream that they think they're supposed to tell me because it's politically correct, or they're supposed to give and serve and take care of mankind. Well, you can do that. That can be a part of your dream, but there's also a major part of your dream that has to be personal, has to be crystal clear. It has to be emotionalized. And if you don't have it written down, if you can't see it, if you can't feel it, then it's not a dream, it is a wish. And when you let go of wishing and you're committed, you become tenacious. When you start to find that edge, that slight edge that you require to take you over the edge, that edgy edge, it's that angsty angst, it's that grind in your teeth, it's that I will not be denied edge, it's that FI edge, it's that edge that you won't let go of, it's that edge that you know you require, it's that edge that creates the acid in your gut, it's that edge that creates that grind in your teeth, it's that edge that allows you to sometimes feel uncomfortable while you're feeling comfortable, it's that edge that you just won't let go of because it bothers you if you don't perform a task well done. That task well done comes from pride and dignity. And it's a situation that I suggest you live every single day. When you make your bed, if you even do that, when you make your bed, you look at it and you take the corners and you round them off and you square it up and you bring the sheets up to the top of it. If you do a fold, you fold it over and you have pride and dignity about that. When you take a look at that bed, it means something to you because the way you do one situation is the way you do a lot of them. But if you start off in the morning with a very half-assed, cavalier attitude, and you don't really have a plan for the day and you just wing it, well, all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock, nothing's been done. All of a sudden it's 8 o'clock and nothing's been done. Other than you listen to a few podcast downloads and you've educated yourself, but you haven't integrated yourself in the production. That requires a different level of tenacity. You have to desire to succeed enough that it bothers you when you don't, meaning that you're not critical about it, but it means you're objective about it. When you're never good enough, how can you ever attract people who are good enough? When you hold on to that kind of energy, you'll attract your reality, people and situations, to fulfill your low self-esteem. Now, when you're committed to mastering your craft and you're committed to the skills, then you will let go of your anxiety about being rejected and abandoned. This is one of the number one situations that affects so many people, is the energy they put into situations that have not happened. Imagine how much time you've wasted of your life worrying. And if you're a chronic worrier and you worry all the time, then perhaps you should change your identity. But if you're one of these people that say, I wouldn't know who I'd be if I didn't do this, well, take a good look and assess that statement. Let go of the anxiety around the events that shape them. Have a better understanding that worry gives you no value, and the value that you're going to bring is going to come from being in a relaxed state of being. That's called peace, with some relaxed intensity. That's called tenacity. And when you come from that kind of energy, then you will not be denied. Now, you have to also, in your tenacity, be relaxed in it. You can't be so tenacious that you're producing living in your unresolved anger. You can't be so tenacious that you tell yourself that if you don't succeed, it's going to kill you. Even though that may sound conducive to an outcome, it doesn't. You want to be attractive enough, and you want your energy to be attractive enough that other like-minded success seekers want to join you. But if you're so intense that you're not relatable, then your energy isn't effective. You want to be able to come from an energy of love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment, but you also want to come from a level of tenacity that people can feel that energy. They feel you. They trust you. They feel you showing up. They can sense in you a person of influence and affluence, and they feel that sexual energy that you're transmuting. It's not sexuality. It's sexual energy that comes from the core, your abdomen, that comes from the place in your gut. When you have that gut feeling, when you come from intuition, when you come from extrasensory perception, when you come from K-N-O-W, when you know, then you will not be denied. And when you come from that place, that is the edge, that edgy edge. See, when you're so edgy that you're uncomfortable, that's not effective. But when you have that edge, it's that slight grind, that's the slight edge. It's that slight edge that you could put a sword between your teeth and you would sharpen it in a very relaxed energy. It's that kind of edge, that's a not, I will not be denied edge. And that means that I'm so committed to this process that I will focus on the skills. What most people do is they overlook the skills and they put their energy into succeeding, but they don't put their energy into the skills. This is why many people go to rallies, conventions, and events, but they don't go home and they don't apply the skills that they learned. And it's very important you master that. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you can start to bring that edge out. But when you're a nice guy, when you don't want to offend anyone, when you don't want to get in trouble, when you don't want to bother people, when you have anxiety about what people are going to say about you, that's not an edge. That is anxiety. And it's that kind of anxiety that keeps you avoiding the process. That's not tenacity. That's passivity. When you're a very passive person, you're also very aggressive, usually underneath it all. You wear the mask of passivity, that nice guy, but underneath it, typically, you resent yourself for what you're not doing. And then you tend to resent others because you're not doing what they're doing. And then in your own entitlement, you're pissed off at yourself and pissed off at others because you're not getting any love. You're not getting the recognition. And when you're an addicted over-obligator and you enable others, then typically what you'll do is you'll do too much for other people with an expectation that doesn't get fulfilled, and then you resent the situation. Now, for you to let go of that, that means you would start to understand what the word codependent means, and you would start to live in a place called independent. You start to give yourself permission to come first occasionally. You don't put yourself last, and you can do this without feeling guilty. You unequivocally cannot be tenacious when you have been conditioned to be guilty and resentful. Now, those two energies go hand in hand when you've been conditioned to be guilty. When you put others before you over and over and over, and you come last, then you tend to have resentment energy. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, you let go of the cause that creates the effect, you'll start to change who and what you attract. If you are a freak magnet, meaning you attract freakish incidents to your reality, you attract freakish people to your reality, if you attract the bizarreness and your overwhelmed state, then I suggest you take a good look at why you do what you do. If you're building a leverage business, an internet marketing business, a network marketing business, a direct sales business, if you're building a mortgage business, a real estate business, and you're building a business that you can create leverage through multiple efforts of multiple people, then it's going to be your responsibility to attract your reality a few people of like mind coming together for common good called a mastermind. And it's that mastermind alliance that you align yourself with that will be the difference between being a thousandaire and a millionaire. And it'll also be the difference between being a thousandaire, a millionaire, and sucking air. If you suck air, it's because you keep getting ready to get ready. You don't have any tenacity. You're too passive. You don't want to offend anyone. It's that tenacity. And see, I'll also explain this to you. You don't walk around saying, I don't care what other people think about me, because you're going to care. But when you care so much about what other people think about you that you're paralyzed, then that's not effective. That your objective is not to alienate people. Your objective is to be able to collaborate people. Your objective is to be able to qualify people for your time. And as you learn to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, you'll be a lot more effective in your energetic emotional vibrations that will attract your reality to people in situations that will foster your change. Change is a choice, and to really understand change is to choose. It means you have options. But if you tell yourself this always happens to me, and you tell yourself you don't understand your childhood, you don't understand why you do what you do, then you'll continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings, get the same result, and the same inactions. Inaction is what most people do because they're inactive. You cannot succeed without the actions. That is the repetition and experience. The repetition and the experience means you do the same thing over and over, and you want to, not the same thing that brought you to the dance, but you learn to let go of what you came to the dance with, and you start to refine yourself. You start to fine-tune your skills. And as you start to refine and fine-tune, that's what repetition and experience is. It means you ask the same question over and over. Have you received enough value that you feel comfortable in joining our team today? And what do you do for a career? How long have you been a business owner? How long have you been an entrepreneur? How long have you been an attorney? Where'd you go to law school? These are the questions that you ask in a reflex over and over and over. It's not boring. It's a skill. And it's not tedious. It's a routine. It's the routine that you start to establish that creates the term auto-suggestion. It means that you automatically, through auto-suggestion, relax into a new set of skills that you've been wiring your brain for over a dedicated period of time. You can do this in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, however long it requires of you, you're committed to staying in the game long enough to master it. Now, mastering your emotions so you can be tenacious, what does that mean? It means that you let go of your anxiety, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Those are the standard emotions that create your anxiety. Your anxiety is driven by fear. Your fear is a very low transmutational energy that keeps you overwhelmed doing the same situation over and over. Now, what many people do is they graduate from anxiety to doubt. Doubt will show up in the way you communicate. This is why so much of society uses the word guess mid-sentence. I listen to people every day. I must unwind the word guess well into the 100 times a day. If I'm coaching 12 to 13 hours a day and my clients say guess 10 times a day, imagine how many times I hear it, or 10 times an hour. It's not uncommon for one of my clients to say, I guess, I guess, I guess, and they don't even know they're saying it, telegraphing their doubt. When you're transmuting your feelings from doubt, you're transmuting it about 180 cycles a second. A cycle meaning energetic vibration that can be calibrated and or measured through your telepathic feelings. When you start to come from power and source, then you will not be denied. But when you continue to transmute your feelings from anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're transmuting from a very low energetic emotional vibration that will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape those anxieties, then you are you and you are free. All of a sudden, people begin to show up. And what does show up means? It means in your inbox, in your voicemail, in your messages, in your emails, in the parking spaces, and you walk into some place and someone says there's something about you, it means you're able to not only create, but you witness and you watch the signs and the clues on the journey. And as you start to understand this, as you become emotionally evolved, as you become consciously aware, then you're able to adapt and adjust quickly, and you don't relapse back into a familiar state. As you start to live in recovery, you recover from the events that shaped your addictions, and you live recovery, you teach recovery, you are recovery, then you will not get or stay overwhelmed. As you start to be organized, you won't be unorganized. As you start to have emotional discipline, it will begin to show up in other places in your life. You'll attract other disciples who want to follow your lead. And if you're not a good leader, then you're going to have challenges being able to direct people. If you have anxiety about other people's failures and you have anxiety about your ability to lead, well, that'll be your excuse to avoid. As you let go of the mind-body connections to the events that shape your diseases, that's your mind-body connections that create your ailments and your illnesses, as you begin to have a better understanding of how and why you create dis-ease and get sick, as you start to understand how chronic a large percent of society is, as you start to walk away from people who no longer serve the process that you're in, and you don't make a story out of it and worry about the outcome, as you start to attract better people to your businesses and teams, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your addictions, your emotions, your anxieties, your fear, and your doubt. You cannot be tenacious, you can't commit, and you can't decide when you're in that kind of energy. Now, if you begin to let go of cause and effect, have a better understanding of how to succeed, and your why is clear, and you have a better understanding of what's required of you, then the time that you devote daily begins to change. Because time has a different meaning when you're in the flow. ITF is in the flow. Prosperity is from the Latin word prospero, or in the flow. But when you're in resistance, resistance is avoidance. Avoidance is procrastination. Procrastination is disappointment. When you live in disappointment energy, you'll attract people to your reality to fulfill your disappointment. When you start to master simple discipline, meaning you become a disciple of mastering your emotions, it means that you become a master. You're living the zen of it. You're able to neutralize an energy quickly. You don't get seduced into a conversation that goes on and on. You don't listen to people's stories and drunkologues. You're very attentive when you ask someone a question. You're able to pick up easily and effortlessly they didn't answer your question. You're able to sense that. You're able to tell that. You're able to know that. And you can ask the same question a second time, and you're not concerned with offending someone. When you project offensive energy, you will end up offending the people who are offendable. When you let go of the mind-body connections that creates all these stories, then you are committed. That's what tenacity is. When you're committed, you'll speak commit. When you're committed, you'll attract other committed success seekers. You'll have a high law of average of the people who show up to foster your dreams while you foster their dreams. Virtually, the water begins to part. You're Moses at the Red Sea. You hold your staff over it because your people are being let free. You're attracting to reality a quality group of like-minded prosperity seekers that you can collaborate with. And this begins to show up at a much higher frequency than luck. It's better to be exceptional than it is lucky. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. You're not going to get lucky in business. You're going to succeed in business because you're skilled, because you have a mindset that's conducive to building a business. You become a business owner. You are a business owner. You're an entrepreneur. You're in free enterprise. You take pride in what you do. You don't have anxiety when people ask you what you do. You don't check out. You're in your body. You're checked in. You're present. You're here. You're now. You're in the know. You're in the now. And you don't use "I don't know" in your sentence structure. How can you ever attract quality, like-minded entrepreneurs when you constantly say, "I don't know. I don't know what happened to my childhood. I don't know what happened in my past. I don't know why I do what I do. I don't know why I ate the cheesecake last night. I don't know why I relapsed." Well, you better know soon, because if you don't know, it means you'll go right back into a relapse state based on an anxiety, based on an event that's familiar. When you can separate your feelings from events, now you're consciously aware, and it's that awareness that will attract your reality the few people who you can build cultures and teams with. You don't require privates and corporals. You require lieutenants, captains, five-star generals. You require people of influence and affluence. Now, when you start to speak into reality how you're not worthy, how you're not good enough, then you will continue to attract the people to fulfill those feelings. As you start to let go of your anxieties about being able to ask people questions that have influence and affluence, and realize that they one day were like you, they one day started where you were, and you don't make such a story out of an event that hasn't happened, well, then you're going to attract a much higher law of average of people who have influence and affluence. And it's that kind of quality, like-minded individual that you'll attract to your reality that becomes a prosperity partner with you. You want to be able to attract on an annual basis 2 to 5 prosperity partners that you can collaborate with. That's what creates the compounded effect, the undertow, the unharnessed energy that creates the energy in the morphogenic field, and the energy that allows you to create a quantum leap, a sum greater than whole of parts. This means that 2 plus 2 equals 16. Now, I have had the privilege of coaching many, many exceptional people who started out average. Many people I've coached started off overwhelmed, addicted to a set of feelings, but somewhere on their journey, they started to develop their why. Your why is the fuel. Your why is the North Star. Your why is why you're in the business. But if you don't have a why, I don't want freedom. I want to live on a beach. Well, you have to get realistic on what that really means. What beach and what kind of investment would that be? Are you renting or are you buying? What state is that in? I mean, you could live on a beach in a pond because you can put sand in a pond and build yourself a beach, but you have to get clear on what that beach means, the lifestyle you want to live. Well, get clear on what that lifestyle looks like. Get clear on what one day in the life of a business owner is. Get really clear on what it's going to require of you to become a millionaire or millionaires. If you don't have clarity, then you're in doubt. If you're in doubt, you're overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, you're uncertain. When you live in uncertainty, you'll attract your reality other broken souls from broken homes who have broke thoughts, who have a money consciousness not conducive to creating it. You'll attract people who are codependent. You'll attract people of very low energy, and you'll have a very low law of the lid of what you'll be able to create as a business owner. Now, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to these events, you can absolutely bring a level of tenacity where you will not be denied. And it's that kind of tenacity that you quit your job without worrying about how you're going to make it. When you start worrying about these situations, you've already failed before you started. And unfortunately, that's what most people do. They quit before they start. They never really commit. They stay in a place called interest. They live in a place called intention. My intention is, well, dude, I don't ever intend anything. I commit. The word intention does not enter my house of pleasure. The word intention used to enter my house of pain. I don't intend to do anything. I commit to it. When you're commitment conscious, then you're not commitment phobic. When you're commitment phobic, you can't commit. Your communication style will foster your non-committed energy. This is why you'll say, I don't know, and this is why you'll say guess all the time, kinda, sorta, if I had to say, I don't know, I'm not sure. You'll end sentences with, I don't know. When you are unequivocally clear about who you are and what you seek to create, one of the reasons you should succeed is to prove it to yourself. You don't prove it to anyone else because no one's going to give you a hug and a high five other than the people you meet on the journey today. Your homies, your friends from the past, they're not waiting for you to fail. They're not waiting for you to succeed. Most of them don't really care. And if you think you're going to get this hug and a high five from someone in your past who made fun of you, it ain't going to happen. They'll just find another flaw or chink in your armor, and they'll find someone else, something else to criticize you about. These are the people you learn to let go of quickly. Don't ever show someone else up because you succeeded, and they're going to acknowledge it anyway. You're succeeding for you. You're succeeding for your family. You're succeeding for your cause. You're succeeding for your why. Your success is about you, and it's also about others in the journey. But many people get this whole situation warped when they get into this thing, I really want to help people. Okay, I'll give you context. So if you really want to help people, that's the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. Those are great organizations. But when you start to come from power, then you're going to empower people. It's a different type of energy. You want to attract people who you can empower, that can go on that journey with you. The people who will be the law of the few, the people who will be willing to pay the price. People who have the same kind of tenacity that you do, the same kind of grit, the same kind of guile, the same kind of courage, the same kind of intestinal fortitude required to drive the bus. You require people who have this kind of edge. These are the kind of people who will do it ever is required. Garth Brooks wrote a song called Rodeo. It happens to be one of my favorite songs. It's the white in the knuckle, the gold in the buckle, it'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps and cowboy hats. It's spurs and a latigo. And there's a line in that song that says, he'll sell off everything he owns to pay to play the game. Now, I've done that. I've sold off everything I've owned to stay in business. I'm not suggesting you do that, but I'll do it because that means that much to me. I'll sell off any asset. I'll do whatever I have to do to stay in business. I'll stay in integrity. I'll stay in honesty. And I will stay in that game long enough to master the emotions, to master the skills, to create the profit. Your business is for profit. It's not a non-profit organization. Now, you can start a non-profit organization, but that should be a separate organization from your organization that you use to create profit for. Your for-profit business is what you're building right here, right now. And right here, right now means in the present. It's in the moment, baby. It means bring it on. And when you have tenacity, you don't have anxiety about the perpetrators and the violators that used to make fun of you. You don't have energy about events that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago. You've let go. You've separated your feelings from the events. You're here and you're now. You're focused on the present. You're not focused on resentment. You're not focused on guilt. You don't live in that energy anymore. You live in a place called conscious awareness. You live in a place called joy, love, and bliss. You become a very enlightened entrepreneurial soul on this journey who's an ambassador of change, an agent of change. You're able to foster change quickly. You're able to instill that in a few people who come to you of like mind. When you can say, bring it on, that's tenacity. When someone threatens you or someone tells you you're not going to make it or you're not good enough, you don't want to show them up. You don't want to argue with them because it's a waste of time. Two fools arguing is two fools arguing. But when you're focused on refining your skills, when you're focused on the mindset of a business owner, when you're not overwhelmed about an outcome that hasn't happened, when you're able to ask questions easily and effortlessly, and you're not concerned with being rejected or being abandoned, you're not concerned with offending someone, making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, are these stories that so many people perpetuate over and over to foster their addiction to procrastination. When you're no longer that mind-body connection, then you're a student, you're an application, and you're an integration. These three situations must come together. You're a student, you're able to apply the knowledge, and you're able to integrate it into results. It's called student application integration. When you go to an event, the purpose of the event is not to get excited. When you go to an event, you want to be inspired. You want to be able to take the content and the knowledge and put it into application. That's a result. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to being an addicted, over-obligating procrastinator, then you become results conscious. You become solution-oriented. When you live in that kind of energy, now you've become tenacious. You become voracious. You become a word, and you have these kinds of words that drive your energy. You come from a different emotional state. That emotional state that you come from is a conscious awareness where you will not be denied. The only separation between where you are and where you're going to be is time, because you know it's inevitable when you come from that place. But when you live in doubt, you don't have any certainty. You live in doubt, you're in an overwhelmed state. There's no way you know where you're going. You have no North Star. The law of the North Star means you look for it. It's in the horizon line. You understand what it means to the vanishing point. It's out there at the edge of the horizon. You know you're going to be on it one day. I've had the privilege of driving some of the flattest places in the world. I once delivered a 1977 911 SC Porsche from Beverly Hills, California to Kansas City, Missouri by myself. I was driving many of the times. I was crazy in that area of my life. I was 27 years old. I was driving 120 to 130 miles an hour with an escort radar detector back in the day. Now, I was tenacious. I was also fearless. I was also an addict, and I made a lot of mistakes back in that era. But I did have the opportunity to drive in a place called Amarillo, Texas, one of the flattest places in the United States, where you virtually in the summer can see the heat coming off the highway. just like some of the songs, the Van Halen song about Panama, where you can see the heat coming off the highway. You got the gear shift right there between your legs, and you are right there. You're in that space. You're on the edge in that tenacious situation. There's nothing like driving a rear-engine car with precision rack and pinion engineering, a vehicle called the Porsche, where you can go from second to third gear. That is the edge. That is tenacity. That's the gears that grind. That's the gnashing in the teeth. That's the I will not be denied. And it's in that kind of tenacity a place called courage gets developed. Courage is a quality that never goes out of fashion, and there's always a market for it. When you're courageous, you'll overcome the obstacle. You won't sell out and go bankrupt when you got a few $100,000 worth of debt. You got enough pride and dignity to do what any good red-blooded American would do. You freaking pay it off. You do what you should do, Way Out Here. There's a song called Way Out Here by Jim Thompson. I highly suggest you listen to it because that song has that edge. When you come from that kind of edge, that's a bourbon edge, baby. That's a scotch edge. That's a grind edge. And that kind of edge, you drink your scotch neat. You drink your bourbon neat because it's that kind of, because it burns going down. Now, I no longer drink, but I can remember what it was like, that edge. The problem with me was back in that day, I could never drink that edge off because that kind of edge was anger. Now today, my edge is passion. I come from passion. It's raw. It's real. It's right there in your face, baby. Bring it on. You want to challenge me? You just challenge the wrong cowboy because I can stand the gaff. Bring it on. Red, white, and blue, baby. When you come from that kind of edge, then you will not be denied. You don't get intimidated when you're tenacious. You don't have an intimidation factor because it's bring it on. When someone says, grow up, get real, stop chasing rainbows, you don't argue with this personality. You walk away from them because it isn't worth the effort. What's worth the effort is learning the skills. What's worth the effort is developing the mindset. What's worth the effort is developing the routine. You should be developing tomorrow or tonight a routine that's conducive to an outcome. You should develop a method in your prospecting, your communication style that's conducive to an outcome. You have to let go of, how do I? I don't understand. I'm not sure. You can't succeed in this kind of energy. You have to let go of some of the people in your life that continue to criticize you. You have to let go of the people in your life that use guilt to control you. You have to stop sucking up your relatives and people like that that you think you're supposed to take care of. You have to be able to differentiate between a friend and a foe, between a perpetrator and someone who's a prosperity partner. You have to be able to understand that. You can't surround yourself with ducks when you want to be an eagle. Eagles and ducks fly differently. Yes, they fly in the same destination sometimes, but at a different speed. You want to be able to glide to success, not struggle to success. And if you're a chronic struggler or a noble struggler, you waste a lot of energy in an overwhelmed state. If you're holding on to a lot of weight, let go of it. Let go of the anxiety that holds the weight in place. If you're holding on to people from the past that you resent, let go of them. It's a waste of energy because you'll continue to attract your reality, people and situations that are similar to them to fulfill your feelings. When you're here and you're now, you're present. When you're present, then people can't violate you. You're able to easily and effortlessly, you know, your tenacity, you understand it inherently. You understand you're being seduced, and you don't get seduced anymore. You don't get overwhelmed anymore. You're not angry anymore. You have passion. It's a different kind of raw energy. It's not raw anger anymore. It's raw passion. And that kind of passion, you can refine it. You can harness it. You can fine-tune it. You can bring it to the table. You can bring it on in that kind of passion because you are so committed to your commitment that you won't let go of the commitment to living your dreams. When you're that kind of committed, it's inevitable. It's all a matter of time. It's pomp and circumstance. It's going to happen, baby. You're going to raise that flag one day, and you got to see yourself on that rock raising your flag, saluting yourself, going, I am me and I am free. That's what freedom means. Freedom means you earn it. You earn it by the person you become. You don't earn freedom by entitlement. You earn it from the 6, 8, 10, 12, 14-hour days. I said this recently to someone. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? So it's going to take the 8, 10, 12, 14-hour days, and there was a big gulp, and I was told that, oh, I can't do that. I have to have balance. Well, balance is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. when you get on a call, like I've gotten on these calls for years, over 19 years, and about another 10 before that, I've been hosting calls like this for 29 years. Back in the day, we didn't have muting when we first started doing conference calls back in 1991 and 92. We thought, oh my God, that's technology, a conference call with no muting. We used to do live conference calls, and people would make outrageous statements on the conference calls. You'd have to be tenacious enough to bring it on. When you have tenacity, you'll go show up at a venue at an event, and it's not a full house, and you'll perform like the professional you are in front of one person the way you'd perform in front of 1,000 people. That's tenacity. That's professionalism. That's courage. Equality, it never goes out of fashion, and there's always a market for it. When you're a professional, and that's one of my calls coming up in the very near future, 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, I'm going to cover how to neutralize passive-aggressive people who use force and create a counterforce in you, so they can spiritually and emotionally rob you of your energy. Those are emotional and spiritual vampires. When you're tenacious, you don't attract the kind of personality to your reality because you're able to separate your feelings from your events. Now, in separation, when you are committed, there's no separation between you and the outcome. That means, once again, it is inevitable. And in a relatively short period of time, the journey will start to reveal to you the signs and the clues. I had a call with an exceptional friend of mine, Marissa. I said to Marissa, Marissa, look for the signs and clues today. They're going to happen to you. They're going to show up. And I asked her to send me a Facebook message at the end of the day, which she did, and the signs and the clues unequivocally show up. And they will show up for you when you're tenacious. They will show up for you when you're committed. The clues and the signs will show up for you when you're decisive. When you come from that kind of energy, you will not be denied. Oh, that car you want to buy one day, you'll be buying it. You'll be putting that key in your hand. You'll be walking into that dealership. You'll be walking into Santa Monica Boulevard. You'll be going into a classic car dealership, and you'll be buying the car of your dreams. You'll be driving up Mulholland Drive. You'll be looking over. You'll be in the L.A. freeway with the heat coming off your feet. You'll see that. You'll have that opportunity. You'll be able to be on Pacific Coast Highway one day. You'll be on Route 66. You'll be in Highway 10 one day. You'll be on Interstate 35, crisscross the United States. You'll be on Interstate 80, going through Truckee, California, with Lake Tahoe in your rearview mirror. You'll be in Jackson Hole, Wyoming one day, one of the most beautiful places in the world. You'll be in Bozeman, Montana. You'll be in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You'll be in Las Cruces. You'll be in these places that I've been to. I've been to so many places in the United States. I've lived a good life because I've earned it. I also now have a driver who can drive me to a lot of these places. It's a whole different experience. Traffic doesn't have the same meaning when you have a driver. When you're driving in rush hour traffic, it's a different experience. When you're in the back of the limo, back of an SUV, back in an RV, and you have a driver because you've earned it, because you were tenacious, you didn't give up, you had a big bite and you're a small dog. You had a bigger bite than the dog. It means that you were committed. When you have that kind of juice, then you've earned the right to live the good life. You've earned the right. And you start to have investments. They're called assets. They pay you dividends. I mean, it's that kind of energy that you can have pride and dignity about a task well done. You can look back over your shoulder over the horizon line. It's a different kind of past. When you enter the game of life, typically you're given a set of parents. And in those set of parents, you got to be able to navigate yourself throughout the dysfunction that's around those parents, that's around life, that's around the schools you go to, the playgrounds. That's what gives you character. It's that character that gives you meaning. It's the price of meaning that you give. But when you give anxiety meaning and events meaning, that you feel like you've been a victim and you're victimized, well, that's not the kind of meaning that will give you meaning. But it's the last 2 years, it's the last 5 years, it's the last 10 years. For me, it's the last 30 plus years. I can look over my life and I don't have regret. I changed my mindset in the last 29 plus years. I changed my viewpoint, my perspective. The horizon line's different. The way I view a situation's different. I understand energy. I understand quantum physics, the quantum field, the morphogenic field, the Akashic records. I understand all those energetic vibrational points and how to attract to my reality people and situations that I can collaborate with, that I can be prosperity partners with, not conflict. I spent a large part of my life in conflict. I'm no longer conflict conscious. I'm prosperity conscious. Now, when you live in that kind of energy, you're tenacious. You will not be denied. And when you're tenacious, it's not an angsty angst. It's a very relaxed tenacity. It's a place called relaxed intensity. And it's in that kind of energy that you can attract your reality, people, and situations that will foster a new set of feelings because you've rewired your brain. You're no longer the cause that creates the effect of why, and you understand why you do what you do. You're a new mind-body connection to the events that are shaping your new reality. And it's in that kind of energy that you attract your reality, a different type of people, a different kind of person and prosperity partner to your reality to foster a new set of skills, habits, and mindset because you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. When you are you and you are free, you're attracting to your reality a whole different type of person that you can collaborate with. And it's that kind of person in a leveraged business, that's what creates the quantum leap. 2 + 2 = 16. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you are seeking a free 15-minute coaching call from me and you're committed and or serious to hiring me, contact me at 209-932-0227 or you can Facebook message me in my inbox. This call is officially a call. We'll be wrapping up the last Tuesday of July. Next week on the 26th, I have an absolutely fabulous call for you on how to neutralize the passive-aggressive perpetrators. It'll cover what to say, who to be, and what to do. Look forward to that call next Tuesday night. Have a great evening, everyone, and I'll see some of you in Atlanta, Georgia, this coming Saturday, July 22nd, at the Marriott at the Atlanta Airport. Have a great evening, everyone.